This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We have breaking news of another woman accusing Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers of sexual misconduct. Correspondent Peter Ducey is live again on Capitol Hill. This news breaking just minutes after your last report. Peter.
Brett, BuzzFeed has published a link to some court documents tonight where a former scheduler for John Conyers at his office here in Washington, D.C., over across the Capitol in the Rayburn building, says that Conyers made 5 direct attempts to use his position as member of Congress to try to get her to go home with him. Now, some of the things that she's also alleging, that he tried to hold her hand on the way to a White House event, which she says she did not want. This woman also says that Conyers, over the span of a couple months, was constantly rubbing her shoulders, kissing her forehead, and asking him to come to Detroit. She says that this caused such severe stress and so many chest pains, she needed to leave the office. She did initially try to file the suit, but then she withdrew the lawsuit once the court clerks told her that she was not going to be able to keep it under seal. So we still do not know this woman's identity. We know a lot about her job and about the experience that she had based on what she says happened to her in this lawsuit, but we do not yet have Conyers' side of this. I tried to call his Washington, D.C. office. They said that the mailbox was full over there, and I got an answering service at his Detroit office where I was told that everybody who could possibly speak to us was already gone for the night, Brett.
Yeah, Peter, I mean, these court documents say that she alleges that she suffered unwanted touching by the Democrat, quote, repeatedly and daily, and she abandoned the lawsuit after they denied her motion to seal the complaint. I mean, it seems like they're going to have to react to that, too.
Right. And again, remember today when the Associated Press knocked on Conyers' door and he answered, he gave this statement that he initially had to walk back because he thought that the Associated Press was asking him about recent allegations. And then he had to come out and say, well, I thought you were talking about something more recent than the 2015 lawsuit that I settled. Now, does this count, 2016, as recent? We don't know. But again, we just got these documents a few minutes ago. We still don't know the identity of the plaintiff, and we are hoping to hear back from the Conyers office at some point soon, Brett.
It's all part and parcel of that reportedly, $17 million that have been paid out these past number of years for sexual harassment there on Capitol Hill. And, of course, the thing that galls us all is that that's our money. It's the people's money that has been directed to, you know, kind of become the hush fund for these this miscreant behavior. And at the risk, and I hesitate here a bit because I don't want to make this into a political thing, because clearly it's not. This is a cultural issue. I mean, when you have something like this taking place all the way from Hollywood to the Capitol Hill, and in businesses across the country, dare I say, with this campaign, as we talked about yesterday, the hashtag MeToo, it has really opened the gate up and given women the freedom. And there are some minor stories by comparison, you know, of men being sexually harassed as well. Those are not being heavily reported, but it runs across all genders here. But predominantly, of course, I think this has been a pent up situation for many years that many people, businesses, companies, institutions have not wanted to address. And I say this is a good thing. I know this is problematic and it's becoming political in some areas because that's all they know is politics. But this is about humanity. This is about brothers and sisters. This is about we the people. And I say let's address this thing. yes, it stinks to high heaven, and there's a lot of pain and suffering that we're going to have to get through. But I pray that we would do this in a spirit of honesty and in pursuit of the truth that will really open this thing up once and for all and get it cleaned out. Could that be possible? Stay tuned. The conversation continues. Bruce Kaufman coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our commitment to you, and I thank you for joining in on the good fight to do what it takes. Yes, we can handle the truth. I believe that is the case. It is going to be some rough hoeing ahead because we've got some rough waters to get through, but I have confidence in we, the people. 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, syndicated columnist, author, and speaker, joins us now. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, you know, we always love having you on because you help us remember, you know, our history, and we're so grateful for the gift that you so willingly share with us. And let's talk Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving wasn't always a welcome aspect of the American way of life, was it?
No, it was not. In fact, this is a great story. In the first Congress in 1789, and this is on the same day that Congress approved the first 12 constitutional amendments that would end up being 10, our Bill of Rights, but the states refused to ratify two of them. But anyway, on that very same day, because Congress had had a really good run, okay, they passed a lot of laws getting the government, you know, up and running, and they now passed these constitutional amendments, as they promised the people they would do. A representative in Congress by the name of Elias Boudinot thought, well, heck, we should really have, we should really acknowledge this. Mm-hmm. And he introduced a resolution in the House asking President Washington to, quote, recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God.
Wow.
Seems pretty simple, but it had the Anti-Federalists in Congress up in arms as being unconstitutional. And you have to remember that when the Constitution was, there was a fight over its ratification between the Federalists who wanted it ratified and the Anti-Federalists who did not. They thought it gave too much power to the national government, and they were angry that it took a bunch of powers from the states that the states formerly possessed, and they gave them to this national government. So they lost that battle, and Congress, it was ratified, but they wanted to make sure that they had an Anti-Federalist presence in the first Congress, so a bunch of them ran for Congress and they were elected. So now we've got this fight in which they are saying, no, neither the national government nor the president has the power to create a national holiday, especially one with religious overtones, and certainly language in the proclamation that says we need to acknowledge with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God. That's religious language for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so they're saying, wait a minute, no, once again, you have taken away from the states a power that belongs to the states. What the Anti-Federalists in Congress were saying was, it is unconstitutional for the national government to do this, The state governments can do it. Each state should decide for itself whether it wants to proclaim a Thanksgiving holiday and what language, religious or otherwise, to include in that proclamation. So we had this big fight over its constitutionality. Did the national government have the power to do this or not? Finally, the Federalists in Congress won out, and both the House and Senate passed this resolution. Now it's up to President Washington whether or not to actually make it official by proclaiming it.
Mm-hmm. So let me just say this, if I might interject. I want everybody to take note that the resistance was even alive and well back then.
Yes, way back then. Only in America would we have this. Yes. But, I mean, that's the genius of our system, that you can object to that. You have this argument, you have this debate in Congress. That's what the politics is all about. The Federalists won out. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to Washington. And Washington is looking at the language on religion in the very first of those constitutional amendments that were passed that day, and he sees that what the First Amendment says regarding religion is that Congress may not pass a law establishing religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof,
mm-hmm.
meaning that Congress basically cannot establish a national religion.
This is the first test of the First Amendment and freedom of religion, right?
It absolutely was the first test.
Exactly.
It absolutely was. What the language says is Congress cannot establish a religion. Okay, so we can be Christians, we can be Buddhists, we can be Islamists, we can be Jews. The government can't favor one religion over the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so Washington is looking at this language, and it says the many signal favors of Almighty God. It doesn't say the signal favors of the Christian God or mm-hmm. the Jewish God or the Islamic God. It is religiously neutral. It mm-hmm. passes the First Amendment test in terms of religion. And so he decides, I actually agree with Boudinot that we should have this Thanksgiving proclamation. And also, one other thing, he wanted to make sure that the national government, this is a brand new government, okay? Mm-hmm. The people are somewhat suspicious of the government. They don't know it. They were more comfortable with their state and local governments, just like the Anti-Federalists were. And so Washington thought, I really need to remind the people through this proclamation that the national government is supreme. That the national government is the law of the land, and it is the government that basically governs the whole country. So included in this proclamation that he added was language that asking God to, quote, render our national government a blessing to all of the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws. And therefore, okay, as we sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, okay, under the greatest government that has ever been produced in the world, a government that preserves our liberty, our freedom, our equality under the law, we should be thankful for the fact that we still have a government, for all its imperfections, a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws.
Well, I'll tell you, that is our goal. That remains, the focus here, even under the current administration and all the contention that has been taking place. Bruce, remind everybody of the two issues that, our burgeoning government decided to pass on initially and why we went from 12 to 10.
Okay, the first two, and this is kind of interesting, were over proportion of the representation in the House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they wanted to make sure that the government was that one member of the House didn't represent too many people, all right? Because that way the local issues would not be taken care of. If you represent thousands and thousands of people, you're not going to be in tune to the local issues. And so they didn't pass. The states refused to ratify that one. The other one, which is really amusing, is that the Second Amendment, which now is no longer ratified, said that Congress can't give itself a pay raise until there had been an intervening election. In other words, if Congress was able to give itself a pay raise anytime it wanted, okay, then it could give itself a pay raise, and the people would not be able to weigh in on its how they felt about that pay raise. So and it's kind of surprising that the states did not ratify this, but they did not ratify it. And so Congress was able to give itself a pay raise anytime it wanted. And then, long story short, a young student at the University of Texas was doing a paper on this, and he started this movement And it resulted in our constitutional amendment years later. It's called the Long Lost Amendment, in which that amendment was put into place, and Congress cannot give itself a pay raise until, or it won't take effect until there's been an intervening election. So people can weigh in on whether Congress deserved that pay raise.
Exactly. Well, there it is. It's a government up for by we the people, but we maintain that if we the people don't stand up and take their rightful position of authority, then the ruling elites just to get, you know, they get to have fun at our expense, and this is what we're discovering every day as our history continues to be written. This is Bill Martinez. More from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste simply. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, the one and only Bruce Kaufman continues. Bruce, what we love about history is it does give us an opportunity to look back. And so often we don't look back enough to appreciate the roots, particularly of just iconic holidays like Thanksgiving and all that it represents. It is amazing how it began and what it represents today with all the cultures. You know, I was talking with somebody else the other day when we were at church one Sunday, and the pastor asked, you know, kind of a raising of hands, just trying to get an idea of the different cultures that were in the sanctuary that day. And the sanctuary held about 1,200 people. And there were at least 170 different cultures represented at that one service. I mean, that is amazing when you think about the homogenization of the great American experiment, of the people who have come from all over this planet to enjoy freedom, to participate in this great American experiment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are in the melting pot, and throughout God's at least the last 100 years, more people have wanted to immigrate to this country than any other country in the world because it is the greatest country in the world. It is a democratic republic with a free market capitalist system, so you get a chance to better your life and you get a chance to have some voice in your government. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it connects with our rhyme and reason is humanity. You know, we know there is something about our God-given rights, whether or not they have a constitution themselves. They're, you know, I believe what, you know, what Jefferson was able to tap into and become aware of was the inner compass, the DNA of humanity that drives us to this, you know, like a beam, you know, it draws us to liberty. The idea that if we're going to enjoy and realize the fullness of our own lives, it's going to happen in freedom and in liberty.
Yeah, this is. We were founded on that principle. We were founded on two principles. The government was founded on two principles: protect liberty, and every American citizen has equal rights under the law. That was what we were. Those are the two foundational principles on which our government was established and our nation.
Well, this has been my frustration and my prayer as I look at it, Bruce, is that for all the contention that we're dealing with, it's because we've lost sight of that ultimate goal of what this is all about. This is not the Republican or Democratic Party and all this different partisanship. I mean, we've got to look at what is the most important thing that we can pursue. And for me, I believe it's liberty. The idea that you have the freedom to exercise your God-given right to pursue happiness, you know, it is absolutely a brilliant enunciation and a clear reminder of what it's all about. And when we hold to that, you know, that trajectory, that goal, that objective, it goes well for us, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And you know, it's really interesting what you use two words in what you just said: liberty and freedom. We're the only country in the world in which freedom is so important to us, liberty is so important to us, that we have two words to describe it.
Yeah. And the thing is, understanding where that comes from, our founding fathers knew that it wasn't government given, it was God given. And this is what the pilgrims realized when they were, you know, being persecuted for, you know, hundreds of years, and the family tradition went on, and they said, there's got to be a better way. And they're praying and seeking God, and God says, look, it's not going to happen here. You've got to get out of Dodge. And here they go with the Mayflower Compact. They come across the waters. You know, we know the stories. Half of them died in the first year. It was absolutely devastating. And in order to, even with half of them dying, their discouragement was only to a certain level. They were able to look beyond the reality that half of them died. But they saw hope still. They saw that there was a remnant that was going to be able to fulfill and be an answer to the prayers that they had been, you know, had been petitioning God with.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And again, one of the reasons why the first freedom in our First Amendment is religious freedom. Okay, that's not by accident that the very First Amendment, the very first language, the very first freedom articulated in our very First Amendment is freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. That is because, as you say, the reason that the pilgrims came over was freedom of religion, liberty and freedom. But most of all, what drove them was the fact that they wanted to be able to worship God in their own way.
You know, and you consider the dramatic bookmarks in the history of man when there's been these incredible changes and alterings of the course of history. God has been at the center of it, Bruce. I don't know anything, any occurrence of any kind of magnitude where God has not been there.
Yeah. And again, Bill, this is why it just drives me crazy when people say this, because Jefferson talked about a separation of church and state, that the founding fathers did not want religion in the public square. All Jefferson was saying was exactly what the First Amendment was saying.
Yes.
By separation of church and state, he meant that the state cannot establish a national religion. That's all he was saying in saying that there should be separation of church and state. He was not saying that you can't have a nativity scene in the public square. All he was saying was that Christian religion, Islamic, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, the government cannot favor one religion over the other. That's it. That was the entire point that he was making in that. And everybody, all these people, mostly liberals, have reinterpreted that to say, no, we've got to get God out of the public square. That's ridiculous.
Well, the voice of the anti-federalists is still heard today, but we need to have the countering voice that knows what they know, that celebrates these God-given institutions, the blessings that we sing about, we pray about, and we've realized time and again that should be our focus. And this Thanksgiving, again, we're reminded what the pilgrims experienced. Bruce, we've got about 3 minutes. Let's revisit that first Thanksgiving.
Well, very quickly, the first Thanksgiving was not, as conventional wisdom says, a bounteous feast, because the pilgrims were socialists. Mm-hmm. Okay, they thought that collective farming was the way to go. They thought that it doesn't matter how hard you worked, everybody got equal amounts of the fruit of the labor. Everybody got the same fruit, even though mm-hmm. one person labored more than the other. And then they realized one of the reasons why the first feast was not bounteous was because of that, and they switched to capitalism. Okay, and I'll give you here's how one of the leaders put it. They originally thought that, okay, taking away property and bringing in community was the way to go. Then they said, no, that's not working. He said, what we need to do is give each person a plot of land. You work the land. If you don't work it, you don't eat. And here's how Bradford described what is now what we would call capitalism, free market capitalism, fruits of your labor. This had very good success, for it made all hands industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any other means. In other words, socialism wasn't working, collective farming wasn't working. What we're going to go switch to is the fruit of your labor is yours, but you're going to have to do the labor first. And that worked out very well.
Right. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
And here it is. Not much has changed other than the socialists still keep wanting to push their ideas when the empirical evidence is clear and it proves that their way of economy and their way of government, no bueno.
Yeah, empirical evidence going all the way back to the pilgrims.
Thank God for the pilgrims. But this is why we look back to history. Not much has changed, really, when you think about it, Bruce, right?
Not much has changed at all, Bill.
Well,
capitalism, free market economies, fruit of your labor works a lot better than collective farming and socialism.
It's these God-given principles that he gives us. You know, I was talking with my pastor last night, and I said, I'm reminded again of Cain, you know, in the conversation with God. God tells Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that's it, you know, and in doing right is following God's rules and his commandments, and I said, it's like the law of gravity. You know, the law of gravity is there. I think it's a clear indication. You violate the law of gravity, you're going to pay the price. Well, just like the law of gravity, there are clear-cut laws that God has established. And when we honor those laws, it goes well for us.
It does. It does, Bill.
Well, all the best for you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce Kaufman. Thank you so much, as always, for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Martinez Live.
So much to be thankful for, ladies and gentlemen. We wish you all the best this Thanksgiving holiday. May it be a safe one, an enjoyable one with your family. Maybe in some households, no talking politics, okay? There should be, you know, posted on the door, like the Wittenberg door, the 96 thesis of how to get along, 95 thesis, and how to get along this holiday weekend. So, hey, just no food fights, all right? Behave yourselves. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're happy to have Jenny Beth Martin with us, with the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, before we get into what we want to about talking about John Conyers and the continuing saga of sexual harassment, which I think is a good thing if we approach this correctly. But I want to address another thing that's come out, and you and I touched on this, I think, last week, and that was the report of Lois Lerner that she wants her testimony sealed, all the information with the IRS, you know, the targeting case against conservative groups, Tea Party groups, sealed. And, you know, you talk about collusion and how what the IRS did and how Lois Lerner was complicit in this, and compared to what the Russians did, what the IRS did, the Russians reportedly, what they have done, I think is just absolutely minor. Lois Lerner and the IRS affected at least, I'd say at least six voting cycles here, and this is like, you know, passing through with just a shrug. I don't understand this.
I don't understand it either. And how can we have full accountability and know how to prevent something like this from happening again if we don't know exactly what took place? I know the effects of what took place.
Yes.
I know what they were sending to our group in the hundreds of man hours, not just hundreds, but actually thousands of man hours that my employees and I had to spend on this, and the countless dollars that we put towards attorney fees and accountants and everyone else to comply with their ridiculous, absurd, illegal, unconstitutional request, yet we can't find out what she did.
Yes.
And how to prevent it in the future. It's just wrong.
And there's no remedy. I mean, what is the remedy for lost efforts? And I think deeper than that, which bothers me, is that the whole Tea Party movement ignited a whole new wave of people to get involved in their government. This is a government of for by we the people, and the IRS, Lois Lerner, and those involved with her. And I would dare say this is one of those wink-wink deals that we'll never find out about, because the White House was so good at blocking and saying, you know, on one side of their mouth they were talking about transparency, and on the other side we knew what reality was. That was the furthest thing from any sense of reality they really wanted to have.
You know, I think that you're right. We're never going to know all of it. There was no transparency, and there's been no accountability. And that seems to be a problem in government right now.
Right.
The lack of transparency when they do things wrong, and the lack of accountability.
Well, as we talked about the last time you were on last week, Jenny Beth, about this hush fund, the shush fund that we're calling it, $17 million paid over a number of years to settle sexual harassment cases. They're on the Beltway. And what's even more disgusting is it's the people's money they've been using to pay people off.
Yes, precisely. They're using our hard-earned tax dollars to pay off and settle with employees who they've discriminated against and harassed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it was members of Congress or if it was their staff. We don't know what the charges were. And if it was a member of Congress, we need to know, especially if they were discriminating against someone because of their race or sexually harassing or assaulting them. We need to know this so that going into at the very least, going into the next election cycle, their constituents can determine whether they want to keep someone like that in the office or not. But as a whole, for our entire country, we need the confidence in those who govern us to know that as they are passing laws, they're actually going to live under the laws they're passing.
Exactly.
Right now, we have so many questions and there's so much distrust, and this makes it so, so much worse. And Conyers, you know, you just talked about the shush fund. Conyers had his own personal shush fund. He was paying for this out of his congressional office budget, not out of the Office of Compliance budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that money for his commercial offices, all of that is for constituent services, so he can support the people who elect and represent him. How in the world is paying off an employee who he harassed helping his constituents?
Jenny Beth, the thing that's confusing to me and our listeners is how, I mean, we're hearing repeatedly from his colleagues on both sides, you know, the Senate as well as Congress itself, saying we didn't know anything about this. How could that be? I'm talking about the shush fund. They didn't know anything about
right,
the shush fund.
Right. I don't know. I do not understand how it can be. But that I think that's part of what happens when you have such a big budget and you're just borrowing money recklessly and you don't try even to begin to cut anywhere. And they don't. They just put almost every program is automatically going to get an increase in spending no matter what. And I just think that there's no accountability. And so how would they know?
Right. Well, on a higher plane, regarding a core issue and what our you know, our Constitution is established upon has to do with morality. And certainly what's happening in Congress, what we're hearing in the Beltway, what, you know, it's gone from Hollywood to the boardroom to Capitol Hill. This is a golden opportunity, I believe, you know, if we can get above, you know, partisanship and truly be transparent about this, Jenny Beth, I think this is a golden opportunity for this country, for women, you know, for men who have been sexually harassed as well. But I think at the higher level, for us to really get connected with our moral compass once again. And really, I mean, if we're going to get this country back on track, morality is a huge, huge pillar that needs to be reestablished in our country.
I agree that morality is very important. And I think that we also need to be going back to our founding principles. The fact is, our founding principles will get us out of these situations. Mm-hmm. James Madison said, if men were angels, we would not need laws.
Yes.
We need the laws because none of us are angels. And we need to just go back and remember, the rule of law matters. No man is above the law. There needs to be due process. You're innocent until proven guilty. If you pass a law, you better be living under the same law you passed. These are, they're part of what makes our country whole, and we just go back to the Constitution, go back to the Federalist Papers, go back to the Bill of Rights, and start looking at how we solve the problems from there. And I think we'll be in a much better place than we are right now, with the lack of accountability, the lack of transparency, the flagrant breaking of the law and living above the law. This is how we solve the problem, so we go back to what made our country great to begin with.
Well, a perfect example to your point is health care. You imagine what our health care program would look like today if Congress was abiding by the same plan they passed.
Exactly. But they have this illegal exemption that they've carved out for themselves and for their staff. They're getting paid money from our tax dollars for a subsidy that no one else who's on the Obamacare exchange working for a large employer can get. It's completely wrong. And when you ask them about it, they will hem and haw, make excuses, and flat out lie your face to try to avoid it being honest about what they're doing.
Well, the exceptionalism that they have carved out for themselves and this attitude of exceptionalism by our elected officials has got to stop. And maybe enough is enough here, Jenny Beth, as we continue to keep the voting politic aware of what is happening with their money. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots founder, co-founder, and leader. Jenny Beth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Both the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
I tried praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is happy Thanksgiving time because that's the way we roll, and it's an attitude of gratitude. A lot to be thankful for, right, James?
Absolutely. So much to be thankful for. But no slow news days to be thankful for, huh?
No, they just keep on rolling along. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, all set for the holiday. You can smell the turkey and get ready for some... See, for me, the best part of the whole turkey day is the day after, because I love cold turkey sandwiches. I just think that's... You know, because the other stuff, you know, when you sit down with the family, a little bit of turkey, the mesh, you know, by the time you go through everything, it's like, oh my gosh, you're in a food coma. Boom, gone. Tryptophan and all.
No, I mean, leftovers are a big part of it. And then, you know, you can take the leftovers with you when you're going to the Black Friday set.
That's right. But there's going to be all kinds of different diversion because a lot of people are not going to be plugging into the NFL. The numbers continue to plummet here, James.
Oh, I'm not going to be. And they, you know, they deserve to plummet. This is such an outrage. We just had a player, former Raider, former Seahawk, this guy, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, what's that?
He refused to stand for the U.S. national anthem, but stood up for the Mexican national anthem.
The boy's
so
confused.
I think he should move
He's
to Mexico,
confused. Yeah, exactly.
Pick up soccer. Get out of the NFL.
Talk about somebody who's been so spoiled and entitled. That's a commentary on him and his family, I would think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is.
Well, this is a rather ponderousome period of time, especially for the Franken household that says, you know, Al says, hey, I'm just going to hang with the family and contemplate life and, you know, figure out how in the heck does he get out of this firestorm.
Well, he's not going to get out of it in terms of the publicity because we have another woman, a third woman for Al Franken, who has come out, and this is recent. He said that he, and I have to use the term, grabbed her rear end, her buttocks,
yes,
while they were taking a photo at the Minnesota State Fair in 2010. I believe that's within the statute of limitations, and this is going to show. And, you know, you, when you read what Leanne Tweeden said, and you look at that picture of Al Franken sneering while he is basically has his hands on her chest, on her breasts, you feel like you're looking at someone who, this couldn't be an isolated incident. That was my opinion when I heard the description that he forced himself on her, he forced his tongue down her throat, all this stuff. And knowing that Al Franken, when he was out in the comedy clubs, always engaged in crotch humor. And I have heard that when he was out with Franken and Davis, they had a routine with young women where they would essentially assault them on the stage and thought it was funny. So I have a feeling there's a lot of Al Franken coming. But one of the things the public needs to know is this talk of how noble Al Franken is. And 2 points. One is that his so-called quick apology. The second is his submitting himself to a Senate Ethics Committee. On the apology, he carefully parsed his words. He's apologized so far around 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because each time what he tries to do is to not acknowledge the most serious part of the allegations and acknowledge that the photo took place but claims it was a bad joke. And so his apology is half-hearted. That's why he's had to do it over and over again. But it's also after consultation with lawyers because, you know, there's potential civil and legal liability for Al Franken. So this apology, you know, he didn't acknowledge that he forcibly kissed this woman with an open mouth, that he offensively touched her while she slept, and that he meant it as an intentional provocation, because that is what she says. And when you hear her explanation of the sequence of events, it makes perfect sense. It's outrageous enough. The picture's outrageous enough. And his career in politics is over.
Well, it's pretty creepy, you know, when you, you're exactly right. I mean, here it is. He was one of the shining stars. Some people were, what was it? Geraldo said that he was, that was his pick, that Franken was his pick for the 2020 presidential nominee from the Democratic Party. I go, whoa, what? And, but even still, okay, well, it's Geraldo. But you go, you talk about falling, you know, from a potential star and rise as a presidential candidate to, you know, zippity-doo-dah. I mean, I don't know how this guy survives.
Well, and here's, you know, his strategy. He graciously submitted himself to the Senate Ethics Committee investigation. Now, this is a sham because the Senate Ethics Committee is a shield. It is over and over again, historically, we've seen senator after senator get into that Senate Ethics Commission. Those rules were written by politicians, not for the American people,
right,
not for the voters, but to protect the members of the Senate. And what they can do then, of course, you know, he had no choice but to do something like that. But he can say, look, I'm cooperating with an investigation, and I really shouldn't talk about it.
Right, exactly.
And the other thing he can do is says, well, there's no way I should resign until the investigation is complete. There's already calls for Al Franken to resign from members of his own party, especially the far-left Bernie Sanders wing. There's significant voices. They want to get rid of Al Franken and have the Senate seat occupied by Keith Ellison, because, you know, Al Franken's just not quite far left enough for them. They want someone that's even more far left. But the other thing, of course, there have been Senate, you know, ethics investigations that have taken 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Packwood is a good example. And at the end of those investigations, maybe the person doesn't run. Maybe there's enough pressure for them to resign. But nothing ever happens. No, there's no accountability in that system. And that's why Franken did it. It's a shield. It's meant to hide him. It's an escape hatch for him.
In short term, it takes a little bit of pressure off because it says, look how responsive, how sincere he is. And he got him, you know, he's subjecting himself, you know, to the scrutiny of the ethics committee. Now, the ethics committee is the same people that up until recently allowed for insider trading. So they have just an incredible amount of credibility, don't they?
They have no credibility. And, you know, we just have to look at some of the names. It goes back, particularly in the 1990s, they were very active. A Republican, Dave Durenberger, that was a fairly short, it was after a few months. So one of the things they can do is they can censure, mm-hmm. which is just a scolding. It really right. means nothing. Mm-hmm. They can order some restitution. In this case, this senator was ordered restitution. You know, this was a thing where he misused public funds. He pled guilty to criminal charges. He was sentenced to 1 year probation, slap on the wrist, no jail time. So it worked out really well for him. There was a Democrat, Senator Brock Adams, in the 90s, who was accused of rape. And the Ethics Committee looked at it and they said, well, we've decided not to investigate because... Right. The U.S. attorney already looked into it. We didn't get a request from the victim, blah, blah, blah. That could happen with Franken, too, because Leon Tweeden said, oh, I'm not going to ask him to resign. That's not my position. I mean, I use that. There's Senator, the infamous Republican Senator Bob Packwood, who was a big advocate for women's rights and all kinds of sexual harassment accusations against him. And he, after the 3 year investigation, he finally did resign. John Ensign, we could go on and on.
Yeah, plus what you're not mentioning as well, James, here is the $15 million of the people's money they've already used to kind of squash any kind of, you know, past indiscretions that have taken place with Beltway staffers. I mean, what's all that about? And we're still yet to find out names. All we know is that there's, you know, it's bipartisan.
You know? Yeah, we know from a report that they spent $15 million settling potential sexual harassment claims that were against our representatives in Congress. They used our money to settle the claims and kept it a secret. This is the biggest scandal since, remember, the House bank scandal where the slogan came up, clean the House. Right. I hope that we get a hold of those names, and I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. I think they all should be held accountable. It's their actions creating the claim may be sleazy enough, but to take our money to settle their wrongdoing and keep it a secret, that's an outrage.
Well, this is like Hollywood all over again, you know. What's the difference between Harvey Weinstein and what's happened on the Beltway?
Well, it is an extension, you know. I mean, Hollywood is what broke it open, and Harvey Weinstein's thing just broke it open. But it's created a cultural shift, and so it's emboldened, you know, with this hashtag Me Too campaign, all kinds of women to come out, and many of them are, you know, there are reports on background, there are anonymous sources saying that this is the tip of the iceberg and that there's going to be an avalanche in Washington, D.C. And I believe it. You know,
I suspect it will be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we got to leave it right there. So do you want to say something really fast? We got about 10 seconds.
He said that D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. And it's true.
There you go. We'll leave it on that one and give you the last word. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What?